Om Shanti. Intense effort making. That's the subject that Baba gave us for homework. I remember when I first started hearing Baba use these terms, intense. I think it actually created pressure. Because I had always been a very intense person. And after the first few years in Gyan, I realized this was going to kill me. Because in Gyan, the aim is very high, perfection, purity. And if I was going to go at it like I'd been going at all the things in my life before Brahman life, I would definitely have killed myself. So I had to learn a whole new way of being intense. So just before we start, a few minutes reflection on this. What does Baba mean when he speaks of intense effort making? Because certainly he doesn't want us to get stressed. He often says, don't say effort, say attention, just pay attention. So why has he stuck in a word like intense in the expression effort making? So a few minutes to reflect on this, starting with this question, what do you think is the opposite of intense effort making? What is the opposite of intense effort making? That's the first question. The second question is, accordingly, what is the definition you give to intense effort making? First is, what's the opposite? Second is, what would be the definition? And third is, what is the sign that you are making progress? Okay, so you can take a few minutes to reflect on that by way of just warming into the subject. Opposite, so first is, what's the opposite of intense effort making? The second is, what is a definition of intense effort making? And the third is, what is the sign that you are making progress? Okay, so invitation to come close. I'm also going to come close in a few minutes, but please come forward, a small group. Smaller and smaller, it seems, as we end the season. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Because then we can also hear each other very easily. I'm not even sure I need this mic. So, what did you say is the opposite of intense effort making? No remembrance of Baba. Anyone else? Opposite of intense effort making. Laziness. Anyone else? Our brothers in silence. Slack. breaks in between for sake of doing. You just do it for the sake of doing, not from the heart. Yeah, that's nice. Slack, lazy. And you're not doing from the heart, you're just doing it for the sake of doing it. That's nice. Anyone else? Yeah? Looking at the past, hopelessness, yes. Looking at the past, interesting, definite, opposite of intense effort making. So what is intense effort making? If slack and not from the heart and forgetting Baba, lazy, procrastinating, looking at the past, if that's the opposite, what's Baba talking about when he says he gave it to us as homework? Homework? I need intense effort makers. You're making effort, thank you very much for that, but now your effort has to become much more intense. So what does he mean? Oh, isn't that interesting? Creating a natural interest. Versus just doing for the sake of doing. A passion is there. Some brother had also written passion. An interest is there, but natural, not external. Anyone else? Yeah. Regular and determined. Intense effort making. Regular and determined. That's nice. Being in remembrance, always. If the opposite is forgetting Baba completely, then being in remembrance, always. Okay, so these are good answers. And what's the sign you're making progress? In other words, your efforts are not just okay, but there's real progress. In other words, they've maybe moved into intense efforts. What is the sign? Sign that we're making progress is that we see the weaknesses and we're not afraid of them. We don't deny them, we don't hide them. We're able to accept and be creative and move forward. That's nice. Anyone else? Very nice. No matter. Very interesting word to introduce into this formula, Srimat. And my ability to stay on the rails of Srimat all day long, no matter what's happening. And I'm able to do that more and more. It's a sign of real progress. That's good. Because what is Srimat, right? Srimat is telling me the right way to think. The right way to feel, the right way to speak, the right way to look at something, the right way to act. And so that's my touchstone. And as Sister was saying, I can just check all day long to see how much I was in alignment and how much I fell out of alignment. Real progress is I've been able to stay aligned more and more. Anyone else? Yeah. Carefree. Because if I'm following Srimat in a more and more natural way, not forced, but really it's happening more and more naturally, my thoughts, my words, my actions are exactly as God has told me. There would be benefit for me if I had them that way. then definitely I would be more and more carefree, wouldn't I? Yeah. So that would be a sign that there is progress. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to add the word contentment.
Mm. Contentment. That's really beautiful, isn't it? Because 2,500 years we've been less and less content with so many things, but the seed of it would have had to have been less and less content with my own ability to be perfect. Because we Brahmin souls, oldest souls, we know what perfection is. So how did we feel when the Copper Age started? And we watched our own selves, let alone what was going on outside, but we watched our own selves less and less capable of being peaceful, of being loveful, no matter what. How did we feel? So, very deep sanskaras of embarrassment, of shame. This is the seed of not feeling worthy at the end of the cycle. This is the seed. In which case we have to talk to ourselves very strongly that it was not my fault that I lost my ability to be perfect, right? But that discontentment with my own self is really faced, it's really addressed when, according to Srimad, I come more and more into alignment and I see my perfection coming back. Again, it's not faking it, it's not performance, it's not for the sake of it, it's not obedience like on the path of devotion, and it's not pleasing the seniors. It's really because something's been working inside and purifying. Remembrance has been working and purifying. And it's a natural phenomena. Purification. So contentment comes back. I think that's a good sign. Real contentment. Anyone else?
You just mentioned the loss. So instead of feeling a loser, feeling victorious.
Feeling victorious. That's nice.
Because that's just like people when they're just putting their arms behind them.
Yes, yes. Feeling victorious is also a really interesting concept because Baba said something many years ago which I never forgot, and from time to time I have found it a very important framework for keeping me stable. He said, what the world considers success and victory is actually the basis for your long-term defeat. What the world considers success and victory is actually the basis for your long-term defeat. And what the world considers defeat is actually the basis for your long-term success. Wonderful point, isn't it? Like we were saying that it's simply not fashionable nowadays to be honest, to be kind, to be gentle. You're seen as, you know, a walking doormat or a wimp. But according to Brahmin culture, these things are invaluable, like jewels, as we restore our personality of divinity. So, interesting formula. And the experience that I'm a victorious soul, faith in being a victorious soul, and understanding that because I remained honest or remained loveful, even though no one else would have been, and no one would justify it, to understand that that's victory, and keep moving forward, carefree. That's a sign of success, a sign of progress, I should think, yeah. Anyone else, sign of progress? Equanimity. Yeah, I'm stable, less and less affected. Less and less affected. Anyone else? Yeah. 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 The basic qualities will increase. It will increase. In other words, stability. stability, truth, stability and right truth. So I'll just share a few of my answers as well, and then we're going to see a little movie before we get into the second part of the workshop. So I was thinking that the opposite of intense effort making is, as you'd said, it would be laziness, it would be carelessness, it would be ordinary effort making. Ordinary, ordinary. Which means when it suits me, when I remember, when I really think this is the opposite of intense effort making. It's when there's been a challenge. And if I don't get into some very important effort making, the suffering just is too great. The opposite of intense effort making is I make my efforts when the pain gets too big. And I can't pretend anymore that the way I've been doing my Brahman life is enough. That's the opposite. And so what I would say intense effort making is all about is what I call active alignment. Active alignment. So it's many things that you already said, but what I mean by it is, and what Baba means by it is that we cannot afford to waste even a moment anymore. Intense is connected to time, speed. You know, this is another expression he uses. He needs the speed of our efforts to be fast. It means as soon as I am in a difficult situation, it's not even 1 second for me to realize what it is I have to do and then do it. Not that I realize it 3 hours later, and in those 3 hours, I had all sorts of other thoughts or all sorts of other feelings, like a hurt, depressed, angry. I may very well have those feelings of hurt, depressed, or angry, but if I'm an intense effort maker, from the first second, I'm fighting them. I'm confronting them with the truth. You know, what is Baba's knowledge for? It is in order to bring us back to our truth. All of this knowledge, all of this Srimad, as we were just saying, is so that I can come into a different energy entirely. It is his energy, as we've been saying so often in these last 2 days. The energy of truth is a protection for me. It's also an income for me. As I do truthfully, what comes back to me? That's my earning, that's my income. And of course, as I do according to truth, then even if old karmic accounts are coming in front of me, if my habit is doing according to truth, my accounts will be paid. That's protection. I cannot be hurt by the things coming to me from the past. So intense effort making means at every second I am either making myself responsible for responding with the energy of truth, or if I don't have that energy, I put myself in the process of reaching for that truth. So that maybe not right now, but in 5 minutes, I can come forward with a genuine energy of peace, or a genuine energy of respect, or a genuine energy of some virtue or another which is needed. The key here in intense effort making, which makes it different from the word, how we use the word before Gyan, is that I'm not faking it. I'm not faking it. I am quiet for those first 5 minutes or those first 3 hours. And I'm doing this real work, which I call aligning with the energies of truth. How does Baba call that? Remembering him. Because the minute I'm aligned, the minute I'm in the energy, his energies, then I have what he has. The peace is there. The love is there. The respect is there. The detachment is there. Everything's there. Any virtue, every virtue. And so when I come back into thinking, when I come back into words, when I come back into behavior, it's carrying the right energy, and I'm carefree. So actually, if we really take these things to their extreme, I would say that the greatest sign that I'm on the right track, my efforts are becoming intense. At every moment, I'm not going to deceive myself anymore. I'm going to insist on the truth and only the truth, and I'm going to tune myself up, and I'm not going to say, think, or do anything else until I'm tuned. The real sign of that is I start getting very light. Very light. It's similar to carefree. Happy. It is not by any accident. Did you want to say something? Yes, yes. Contentment, right? It is not by accident that in the same season that Baba emphasizes so much, and it's been several seasons now that Baba's been emphasizing intense efforts, in the same kinds of Murlis, he's going to talk so much about happiness. The whole Murli will be, are you happy? But I mean constantly happy. Because this is what happens when we've started to live a life in which income is being earned at every moment and I'm protected. Yeah. Yeah. Right. In other words, not in 5 minutes, not in 3 hours. Even though I might not have the true thought, word, or action in that minute, at least I'm not going to kid myself. I'm going to be honest. That's fast. That's intense. So I'm completely finishing with blaming, accusing, projecting. And we'll see shortly all the other things that we actually end up letting go of too. But this lightness, this happiness. Because, you know, yesterday we were talking and there was a wonderful question about, you know, what exactly is the partnership? If I'm in a partnership with God, how much is he supposed to be doing and how much am I supposed to be doing? And Morney had a very beautiful answer. I liked it very much about how there are actually three forces at work and they all need to be balanced. My own truth, God's, and the drama. This is three forces. I would add to that my experience about the partnership with God, if you're going to talk about the twosome, not a threesome, is really that actually he does everything. He does everything. But, like Morney was saying, what I have to do so that it works for me, the fact that he's doing everything, what I have to do so that I can actually catch all the things that he's contributing to the moment, is not just my best, as she was saying. I just have to be sure that I'm doing the best I can do. She was talking like that. I would say, I have to be sure I'm doing my absolute best to be following Srimad. In other words, I have to be very clear what is the Srimad for this situation. Srimad is you be loving. Srimad is you be respectful. Srimad is you be humble. Yesterday's Murli, as much as possible, do everything with love. So it means I have to, that's all I have to do. Just be sure that at every moment I'm doing my best to follow Srimad, and I would say everything that's left is him. In which case, intense effort making, the sign that my efforts are working and they're becoming fast and intense is that there's first of all, less and less time. It takes me less and less time to stabilize, to align. And we've all seen this in our life. What could have shaken me for one whole week now shakes me for maybe one day. What took me one day before I could stabilize now maybe takes me 1 hour. And what used to take me 1 hour now takes me just a few minutes. So less and less time to align, stabilize. But also I would say more and more trust, more and more faith in God's participation in the matter. Like if I just make sure I'm putting out that truthful energy according to the situation, peace, respect, facing, that's also a power. If I'm just focused on what it is I need to be putting out there, it is for sure that everything will sort itself out. It might take time, but people, situations, circumstances will change. And that's, we can say, according to the drama, but many times we also have the feeling, and it is true, that it's Baba's participation. He can touch intellects. He can move things. Yeah. Drama molds to you as your stage gets higher and higher. And so again, what we're just saying is that my responsibility alone is my stage, and then just see. So faith in this, trust in this, these are the things that help make me carefree. Carefree. And light. Light. Enlightenment means light. Happy. There's a beautiful cartoon in which a fellow is sitting on a rock and he's so heavy, his head is in his hands and you can just sense how heavy he is, how unhappy he is. And this angel descends and he finally notices her and says, she says to him, my, you're looking very unhappy. And he says to her, yes. I have problems. It's not like I'm an angel like you. But then he notices her again and he says, what do? To stay so happy. And she says, well, I don't know. Maybe because it's that I just take myself lightly. I just take myself lightly. The angel, a being of light. And there's another cartoon too, which is a little bit longer. Hope you can follow it, but it's great. The first, you know, it's like a 10-slide cartoon. The first one shows a rabbit on the ground. Sun is shining, beautiful day, but the rabbit is digging. Second slide, he's digging more. Third, he's digging more, and he's getting deeper, deeper, deeper into the ground, the mud, the earth. And we see less and less sun, less and less light. By the fifth or sixth slide, it's like all dark, and this rabbit is digging and digging. In the eighth slide, we see a mole. You know, a mole, another animal of the ground. And this mole is just watching the rabbit digging, digging, digging. And the mole finally says at one point, you know, you're really digging very intensely. Next slide, the rabbit's hardly answering, just basically saying, yes, that's right. Continues digging, digging, deeper and deeper into the mud. By the last slide, there's no light, no sun, no nothing from outside. And so the mole says to him, well, what are you looking for so intensely? And finally, in the last slide, the rabbit, without stopping and continuing to dig, says, the light. So, you you know, all this analyzing we do, all this trying to understand that we do, a sign of progress is we drop that. We don't do that so much anymore. We trust, we understand what it is I have to do right now in this moment. And it means we face the right direction towards the light. Because that's what we want to become. We want to become light. True enlightenment means you become very light. And that happiness is exactly the happiness Bubba's talking about. The sparkling eyes, that happy face. Even though all around you, it could be really dark, you know? So, before we take a look at best practices for intense effort making, I thought we'd see a little movie on lightness. Surendrabai, or one of our brothers, are you there? Yes! I told him it would be just 11, you know, quarter past that we'd see it, but we're seeing it much later. Yes, brother. Great, thank you. Can we close some of those doors and get these lights off? Yeah, but yesterday we also wanted to close the doors because you can't see very well. And this is a very simple black and white thing. You won't see it easily. Close the doors, close the doors. Yeah, that'll be good. Close this light too. Can we close this? Then, of course, you won't be able to turn it on.
One more?
One more to turn off?
Oh. Oh, no.
This is our brother Surendra. He's so great. Whatever, with a smile. Yes, yes, yes. All the brothers. My gosh, they're so wonderful. And also this is our brother Pear in the back. He's very old brother in Gyanza. I'm so honored that he's here. Yeah. He sings, he dances, he does everything. Good. This is better light than yesterday. Thank you. That's the story of us. Do you recognize yourself? And do you recognize the victory? And also how easy it is. Intense effort making, just forget the word intense. It's truth. Victory for truth. And let me just cash in on the time. This is the time for truth to win. I just need to stay aligned, 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 right? Intense effort making. Now, you would all have experimented and tried out different methods to pull yourself back into the light if you've fallen out of it, right? Light means truth. Light means according to how God would do, according to how God wants me to do. Even today, look how Baba was saying, I need you to be my helper. I need you to be my helper. So, take a few minutes to just think about one or two of your best practices for keeping yourself aligned or getting yourself back into alignment. Truly, honestly, I'm not talking about the yuktis you've created so that the performance is good, so that it looks good, but that really, that energy of truth, you again are able to draw from Baba and produce an excellent act. Okay? A few minutes to think, because it will be worthwhile to hear from others, and then I will also share one of my own. Okay. Do you want more time? No. So now if you can just arrange yourself so that I can see you and you can see me, this feels much nicer, let me tell you. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm doing all the way up there. So if you can't see me, move yourself. There's a place here, more up in the front. You can even move some of those chairs into more like a circle. Yes. Why don't you come to the front? I want to be able to see everyone. Sisters, brothers, great. Okay. So did you hear some good practices? Did you hear some good practices? Very good, very good. There are good ones. Does anybody have a short one they'd like to share with everyone? A one that they heard, which they think is very nice. Not one of your own, but one that you heard. Please.
I'm Radha. I'm from Mumbai. And I just heard a very, very good tip for keeping my own stability. Because I always found solutions to handle other people, the world, my boss, my colleagues. We get into fights with everybody. Sometimes we don't agree. But I found a very good tip which she told me right now, because it's always very difficult to face your own, your family, the ones that you love. They are the ones who hurt you most. So she told me just that you should always think that you belong to only Baba, nobody else. So nobody has that much power over you and to hurt you. That's a beautiful one, and I'm so happy for that. Thank you so much.
Anybody else hear one? A short one that we can all enjoy. It sounds so easy, you know? Just belong to Baba. Only Baba belongs to me. I belong only to Baba. But the truth of that is so powerful. Yeah, especially if we churn it and really get into it. Yeah, did somebody raise their hand? Yes. Did you want to come up so we can see you? You can introduce yourself too.
Few words of Dadi Janki, which entered very deeply inside me, and I never forget that Dadi said that whatever happens, you keep on flying on high peak, and you just watch and enjoy the game show going on. So I also tried this, and in any situation, I feel so happy, so delighted, because it is the game going on.
Thank you. What's your name, sister?
Ranjana. Dolly Ben.
From
Delhi, Shaktinagar.
Ah, so we've got Mumbai, Delhi. Great. Welcome. Okay. Any last one? Quick, before we start. Okay, good. What is the most important thing we need for transformation? Because you've given good yuktis and you've shared good yuktis too. You know, detach, remember it's a game, who belongs to me and who do I belong to? So many yuktis Baba would have given us over the years. But for these yuktis to work, what's needed? What's the most important thing, the fundamental aspect for transformation to really happen? Determination. It's a great friend, determination. Awareness. Who said awareness? No, awareness. Yes. Alertness. Alertness. Mm-hmm. Power from Baba, for sure. Faith. These are all very good answers, and they're right. But what's the one thing which will make it possible for me to take power from Baba, to work with that faith, to have determination at the right moment? All these things that you've mentioned are still the results of one other thing. To stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, even that requires this. Courage also needs this. Companionship also requires this. Love also requires this. Your answers are good and they're right, but what's the common ground for them all? And without this, you're just kidding yourself. Connection, I am a soul, even that requires this. Even soul consciousness needs this. You need to want this. Even wanting requires this. Understanding who I am also requires this. Otherwise, I can understand on Tuesday and by Friday I've completely forgotten or misunderstood or it's not working for me, that understanding. I could understand on Tuesday, this is what I want, and by Thursday I've completely opted for other desires. Without this, what's this? An aim? Very good answer. So all of these things, if they are really to be available to me, if they're really to come to me at my time of need, so there can be purification and also progress, attention, even this. Yoga. Okay, so now yoga is getting a little closer. Silence. Silence. Do nothing very slowly. Silence. We're talking about silence here. Silence here. True spiritual silence. Absolutely necessary. For the truth to start working in me, for me to be able to come into that wavelength of truth, I need to become very friendly with the energy of silence. Now, what do we mean by silence? That's a whole, you know, beautiful concept in itself. But for the purposes of this workshop, let's say it is knowledgeable silence. It's not the silence of depression. It's not the silence of hopelessness. This silence, I was indicating, is something we've been touching upon in the last 2 days' workshops. It's this ability to know myself as completely separate from the drama, from the role I play in the drama, to come into that relationship with myself. Full consciousness is a good stepping stone into silence. But what is this soul consciousness? How to do it? To talk to myself, tell myself, I am a being of light. I am separate, completely separate from this body. I'm in it, but I am separate. These are the basics, but how much do I work with these basics? How much silence do I bring into my each and every hour? Because traffic control is actually for that. Absolutely stop the game. Stop the game. Come into eternity. Eternity. I am a being. I'm not even a human being. I'm a being. And as such, I am completely separate from this body. I'm completely separate from the drama. I'm completely separate from the role. And separate, I really find that I am peace. That is what I step into when I separate myself from the game. That energy of peace exists. I don't have to create it. I have to come into it. How often do I touch the energy of peace? This is absolutely necessary for all the other things that you mentioned to be real. Otherwise, they're just kind of surreal and theoretical. And we feel that. We long for a relationship with truth that's natural, that's real. Relationship with God that's natural and real, like we were saying. Not contrived, not like I have to do step one, step two, step three. But God is in that energy of peace, that energy of truth. And so, again and again, I've got to bring more of that peace, that true light, silence into my life. I am separate. I am peace. I am free. This is all we have to do. Talk to ourselves in this way. I am free. It means whatever is the sanskara that's just been activated because of what my ears have picked up or what my eyes have seen. No. I am free of that. I am. That's the truth. him. That's not me. It's just a habit. So this practice will bring more silence into my life, knowledgeable silence, the power of truth. This is the power of truth. And many times Baba talks about silence as a power. This is its power. It's the truth. And vibrationally, I need to touch it. I need to bring it into my life, my heart, my head. Yeah? So it can be that simple. Just a repetition of 3 minutes, which when you get good at it, it can come even to 1 minute. But yesterday's, I think was it yesterday or the day before, I don't remember, we also had another little conversation with ourselves. This also puts us right into that vibration of truth. Have you been experimenting with that? It's the exercise of just stepping back and seeing how the whole body is filled with electricity. The body electric. Starting with the breath, starting with the lungs. We just wondered, how do the lungs do that? Who's telling them to do that? And what's giving them the power to do that? So it was a conversation we were having with ourselves so that we could ultimately appreciate how what we see, the body, is one thing, but the intelligence making this body run, the power, the force of life inside this body is something the eyes would not see. But in that little conversation with ourselves, we saw it. We saw the lungs, the heart, the stomach surrounded by that light, and then we traced it. Where does it come from? Ah, look, there's this pool. That the body is being run by light is a wonder. But the light itself is the real wonder. And then we talked to ourselves. We said, so the greatest wonder is me, because I am that light. So like that, we ended up in the vibration, in the experience. And this conversation is also very good exercise. It works and strengthens the muscle of truth. In me, the muscle which connects me to that vibration of truth puts me right there. And then, of course, it's just one more thought. I am that beautiful being of light running the body, spreading that light. But then, Baba. Now I can see him. Now he's right there. So, 2 different ways to talk to myself, to come into that real energy of highest being. To bring myself again and again into silence. This refreshes the soul. Only this refreshes the soul. And then, from their companionship, Baba's company, the love, everything he's got is mine. That's what I would call part one. Of what's needed for transformation and the power of silence. Part one is the experience. I come into being separate, being free, being true, being with Baba. But secondly, knowledgeable silence involves the other wing. Baba has told us the 2 wings. One is yoga, the other is gyan. This gyan is not just music for the ears. It has to be studied. It has to be imbibed. I have to do something with it. And there is nothing more powerful to do with a point of gyan than to pick it up whilst you are in silence. If we had time, we could prove this to ourselves. We could take a point, like today Baba said, just for example, Baba said, become a beggar. Forget everything you have. Now, how do I work with that so that this knowledge actually becomes my blood? That's what it means, to imbibe it. It's what runs through my system. and keeps me alive, spiritually alive. If we had time, we could just sit and churn it. And then take it up with this new method I'm suggesting. Take the point that you want to work with. Prepare yourself. Know the point you want. But first go into silence. Silence in the extreme, like we were just talking. And then pick it up. And just see what happens. What emerges, what kind of depths of truth emerge for you when you pick up your point, first sitting yourself in that wavelength of truth where Baba's sitting too. Then you're churning in partnership with God. This is when he really becomes your teacher. It's unbelievable, the difference. We don't have time to test that out, but we do have time to anyway. I mean, we don't have time to test the comparison, but I'd like to take the time to test this new method. I was saying that silence is needed for transformation. Baba talks about silence as a power for transformation, obviously. So this is how it needs to go. This is one, I feel, the best yuktis for intense effort making. It involves gyan, it involves yoga. See a difficult situation in your life right now. A difficult person, difficult relationship, difficult circumstance. Identify one. And then decide what quality is it you need more of so that this resolves itself, it finishes. Not what they have to change. We know that's not the formula for transformation. What is it that Dharma is inviting me to work on? And that's why this person, this situation is there. Because I need to work on some quality. Make it a quality and not so much a virtue. Qualities are made up of virtues. We have five qualities. Love, peace, light, which means wisdom, but it also means lightness, happiness, purity or power. What do you need more of to fix that situation? And thirdly, think back to today's Murli and find a point which you know, if you really, really got into that point, if you could really imbibe it, that would increase that quality in you. A point from today's Murli, a point from any Murli, but make it as close to how Baba says it as possible. Do you understand? Three things. Difficult situation, which quality you need to resolve it, and a point from the Murli, ideally today's Murli, which you know if you really imbibe that point, if you could really imbibe it, that quality would increase in you. I'll give you an example. I might remember this one difficult situation, and I might decide that the real problem here is attachment. So what I need more of is detachment. That's a virtue. So what quality is that? It's maybe peace. I need more peace. Maybe I need more purity. Detachment is an expression of peace or purity. And so what point from the Murli will I take? Well, maybe this one. Forget everything you have. Be empty. Be a beggar. Maybe that's a point that could help me become more detached, more pure, more simple, like that. This I call preparation for silence, knowledgeable silence, powerful silence. If you've got 2 points from the Murli, that's also good. But make sure it's as close to how Baba said it as possible. This is why it's so important to take notes of the Murli. These are powerhouse jewels, each and every point. They have the capacity to knock us right out of the vibration of falseness and put us into the vibration of truth. If I have them, if I remember them. Okay. Whilst you're still thinking, has somebody identified a quality and a point that they can share? Just so we get some examples. Deborah? Does he use those words? He's teaching me and charging me? Okay, alright. Get it as close as possible to the words Baba uses. There's more and more power in the words as he uses them. But yes, the Father is teaching me. Self-trust is an aspect of love. Self-love, right? Could also be an aspect of power. So my power is going to increase, my love is going to increase if I work into that, if I work that point. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Identify the difficult situation. What's the difficulty? What's the opposite energy, opposite thought, opposite point? Yes. Peace. Okay. Interesting. According to the situation which she's facing, she wants more peace. And this point, she feels, will develop that in her. The Father has come and is making you clever. No? Okay. Anyone else? Peace, and what point? Go on. What is it in English? Yes. That's right. Earn your income. He was saying, earn your income. Do not spend the energy of thought and time in waste. Interesting. Very powerful point. Definitely, if I give some quality time to that, that energy will grow in me. Anyone else? Yes. Letting go. Forgiveness, okay? Okay. Do not think about the past. Yes. So letting go could be an aspect of peace. Work with the quality. It's larger. Forgiveness could be an aspect of love. But do not think of the past. Okay. So these are some of the ideas. Now let's try a little experiment. We're not just going to take that point and churn that point. First, we're going to go into silence. Then we're going to pick up that point. Whatever it is for you. Okay? We're going to first go into silence. That we'll do together. Then we'll pick up the point. What does that mean to pick up the point? It means I'm prepared. I know which point I want. I'm just going to present it, emerge it into that silence and see what happens. There might be other thoughts that come. There might be feelings that come. Just experiment, explore, open yourself. See what happens. Enjoy yourself. And Baba, because he's there in that same vibration. It could be a whole conversation suddenly. Enjoy. And when you're ready, close it with one last thought, which is to bring this feeling, insight, realization, whatever might be there, back to the situation, the difficult situation? Will it bring more love? Do you feel more peace? Is it there? More of the truth now when you look at the person or the situation in your mind's eye? And the last part is just to record any of it. Any insights, any experiences, any realizations. Because drama, which loves us and wants us to become strong in truth, is definitely going to bring that person in front of you quickly, soon, so you can practice your new truth. Okay? We try it? Any questions? Any problems? Is this clear? Yeah? It's an experiment. Okay. Let's go. I'll guide you in the first part. I step back from this body. And I appreciate the truth. This body is a bag of organs. A marvelous bag, without a doubt. There's the heart, amazing. The lungs, the stomach, the brain. It's just amazing what these organs do. But I have the third eye of knowledge, so I can see more than what the physical eye can see. I can see, for example, that light, that current running through the whole body, bringing it life. I see the light around and through the lungs. It's that light making the lungs do what they do. It's because of this light the lungs open and life-giving air rushes in and toxic air is pushed out. Truly, this light is a greater wonder. Circulating within the whole body. Bringing the life force into this body. Truly, this light is such a wonder. So where does it come from? I trace it up. Up. Up through the stomach, up from the heart, the lungs, the throat, the face. And of course I see it. There. A great sparkling pool of light. There it is, the source of this great wonder. Me. I am this light. I am the life force giving breath to this body. I spread that light to all four corners of this bag of organs. So there is seeing and thinking, feeling and being. I am the being of light, master of this body. Such a wonder. I am completely separate from the energy of the body. I am free. Because in this awareness of myself as light, Baba is right in front of me. Baba, the most beautiful, amazing wonder. And we're together. Soul to soul. And in this silence, because I want to transform, I want to be his true child. Even whilst in that body, even whilst in the trauma. So in this silence now I pick up the beautiful points that he gave me this morning. And together we're going to look at them. Now. Gently emerge the point and see what unfolds. Just hold the point. Repeat it. Not a lot of thinking is needed. Wait. See what emerges. Or explore it with Baba. And when you're ready, bring some of this new energy in front of whatever scene in the drama or person in the drama is there challenging your beauty and truth. Practice bringing this energy to that scene and that person. And as you finish up the exercise, you might want to note any feeling or insight that you don't want to lose. Because of time, just a few minutes, brother. Because of time, I'm cutting it short, but obviously this is something that could go on for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You don't really need lots and lots of time in that energy of truth. Even 5 minutes can bring so much once you get good at separating yourself. And being in that free space, silence. So much can emerge for you. But it just takes a little bit of practice. A little bit of practice. Yeah? And the last part is also very important. You direct that towards the scene or the person and get ready. Use it. Either for when you'll be in front of that scene again, or for now, as you're away from it, but you want to increase your ability to deal with it truthfully. Charlie Bai has often said this, and I really love it. Churning isn't churning until the point you're churning brings you into an experience of truth. That's the aim of churning. And so that's where its power is. When it brings me into an experience, I really don't know of any more guaranteed way to milk a point for all it's got, to really come into the experience, other than first get yourself into silence, then take up the point and work it together with God. Yeah? How many experienced a little bit of what I'm talking about? Yeah? Okay, good. Otherwise, it's just a bit more practice, and it becomes just more and more powerful. Okay, so if you have any questions, you can grab me, you know, somewhere in the day on the road. I think we'd better finish now so these brothers can leave. Bye. Did you want to play that last song? Thank you. Om Shanti.
Shine upon you, oh love, surround you.
It means you stop the thinking.
And the pure.
Get to know life in the right brain, not the left brain. Just let it all go.
And
just come into that great reality of silence, truth. It's filled with Baba and his light and might.
May the long time sun shine upon you. Oh, love, surround you. And the pure light with
idea is to have a couple of these. We wanted to do like a series of workshops on intense effort making. So that's actually what happened, even though we had different titles and we called it a class. So it's interesting. I think we're still going to be able to have one or two more. Otherwise, tonight you're with Sister Santosh on tips for deepening yoga, which is going to be fabulous. And tomorrow morning, I think morning and evening, there'll still be, morning and late afternoon, there'll still be one or two seniors that we can bring in, and we'll try to get in one more workshop. Okay? Great. I keep telling Shilu Ben, it's a fabulous group, they're really intense, you know? They could be doing a million other things on their last few days, but they're coming here, so she's responding, she's sending all the great seniors. Okay, Om Shanti.